Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Sensemaker. Hello, I'm Claudia, and this is The Sensemaker, one story every day to make sense of the world. Today, an anti-government uprising has broken out in Kazakhstan. So why are Russian soldiers involved in crushing it? It's New Year's Day in a city in a remote corner of southwest Kazakhstan. A group of people have gathered to protest peacefully about a fuel price hike. The demonstration is pretty small, only a few dozen people at most. Still, it's an unusual sight. Because Kazakhstan, a huge country bordering Russia and China in Central Asia, is a dictatorship. Public demonstrations without permits are illegal. But that modest protest on New Year's Day, well, it lights a fuse under the rest of the country. In a matter of days, the protests snowball into mass demonstrations against the government. People in Kazakhstan are angry about a lot of things: high unemployment rates, low wages, a massive wealth gap, and staggering levels of government corruption. A lot of their rage is directed at one man. You can hear them there, chanting, "Go away, old man." They're talking about Nursultan Nazarbayev, the country's 81-year-old former president. He was Kazakhstan's first and only president from its independence from the USSR in 1991, all the way up to his resignation in 2019. Officially, that's when Nursultan Nazarbayev stepped down. He even named a successor, Kassym Jomart Tokayev, the current president. But in reality, Nursultan Nazarbayev kept his grip on power. He was still pulling the strings behind the scenes. He gave himself the title Leader of the Nation and ran the country's National Security Council. That is, until last week, when demonstrations in Kazakhstan spiralled into the country's worst political violence in 30 years.
Thousands of Kazakhs filled the streets of the capital Almaty, attacking government buildings and demanding an end to over three decades of oppressive one-party rule.
Overnight, more violence and deadly clashes between anti-government protesters and security forces in Kazakhstan.
Angry mobs set fire to government buildings and tried to seize an airport. Dozens of people have died, and so far more than 3,000 have been arrested. The country's president has been forced to act. Kassym Jomart Tokayev dissolved the government, promising elections. He tried meeting some of the protesters' demands. He kicked the former strongman Nursultan Nazarbayev off the Security Council. There are rumours that he has since fled. But President Tokayev also turned elsewhere for help squashing the rebellion. He called on his allies.
President Tokayev appealing overnight to that Russian-led Collective Security Treaty Organization, CSTO. It includes five other former Soviet states. Within hours, the alliance saying the first troops had been sent in, Russian media showing pictures of paratroopers and military units.
Kazakhstan is a key player in Russia's sphere of influence in Central Asia. And it seems like Vladimir Putin and the Russian-backed CSTO were only too happy to step in. The CSTO is meant to be a peacekeeping force, but this is the first time that the alliance has actually deployed troops since it was founded 30 years ago. Russian troops arrived in Kazakhstan on Wednesday. Reading between the lines, it looks like Vladimir Putin is worried about what's going on in Kazakhstan. So why does it matter to him?
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across three episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate? And how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Kazakhstan is the biggest country in Central Asia. It covers an area the size of Western Europe. It's a major oil producer and holds vast reserves of minerals. And it's right in the middle of a really strategic part of the world because it's bordered by Russia to the north and China to the southeast.
If you look on a world atlas, this is one of the most inaccessible, the most remote places on Earth. And yet it is now a key strategic gateway through which China sends its exports into Central Asia and all the way into Europe.
The country has strong Chinese trade connections, but politically, its leaders have always aligned with the Kremlin. Keeping a friendly government in power in Kazakhstan is very much in Vladimir Putin's strategic interests. And the unrest is also an opportunity for the Russian president to show off his continued influence among post-Soviet states. But there's another reason Vladimir Putin might be finding the uprising in Kazakhstan unsettling. Because it's the sort of thing that could happen in Russia. There are parallels between the two powers. They are both massive countries that are rich in natural resources, and both of them have been ruled by strongman leaders who have exploited those resources to enrich themselves, their families, and their cronies, but not their people. If a country that looked so similar to Russia were to start bowing to the demands of anti-government protesters, well, that wouldn't suit Vladimir Putin at all. Ultimately, the Kazakhstan emergency is kind of a pain for President Putin. His attention right now is mainly on another former Soviet state, Ukraine. He's massed thousands of troops on the country's border as a projection of force ahead of talks this week with NATO. Can he manage a crisis and a big geopolitical power play at the same time? Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. If you enjoyed today's episode, why not give us a follow so that you don't miss any of our other stories? Today's episode was written and produced by Ella Hill.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasiga. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across three episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate, and how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.